The holidays are upon us, but we know that the arts will be here year-round. Thanks to our guests this morning, Sierra Arts Foundation and the Executive Director, Tracy Oliver, are here this morning to talk about moving forward into 2023. And of course, one of their signature events is happening in January, and that is the Brouhaha. Tracy, the Sierra Arts Foundation, I feel like, is one of the staples when it comes to artists in our community. I mean, this is an organization that is dedicated to artists right here in Northern Nevada.
That's right. And thank you for having me, Connie. It's lovely to be here with you. That is what our mission and vision is to create a beautiful Northern Nevada by utilizing this great gift we've been given. We have such great artists in the Northern Nevada region, not only visual artists, but we have great performers. Our musicians are off the hook. We have literary greats. We have people writing books. I don't know if you know this, but we've gotten so many literary people into the gallery lately to show us their works. I mean, you could fill your year reading books written by Northern Nevada artists.
It's so incredible. You talked about your gallery, which is located right downtown. You're right next to Wild River Grill. And literally throughout the month, every month, you have artist receptions. You are introducing the community to local artists. And one of the things that I really appreciate about the Sierra Arts Foundation is you are making it affordable, and you're making it an opportunity for artists to stay here in Northern Nevada to get paid for their work. They can have a successful career in their home. And I think that that is so incredible.
Well, that really is the goal, is to keep our artists here. You know, we're so close to the coast, you know, San Francisco. This is a place where a lot of artists, you know, really want to go. Either coast, we need to keep them here. We need to find opportunities. My son is a jazz musician, so he's always pulled to the coast. But our music scene is so great here that he stays right here. So lucky mom. But for all of us, we need to keep our artists here.
Why is it so important for the Sierra Arts Foundation to make sure that artists get paid and that they are able to make a living here? I mean, I know you've been in our community for so long, but to completely have that goal of making sure that artists are heard, that they're seen, and that they have a voice in our community.
Well, you know, Connie, I've said to anyone who will listen to me, artists should be at the table. No matter what the project is, there are so many answers that artists can provide. They're out-of-the-box thinkers. They make our community tasty, as it were. You can find something to do. Education is stronger through the arts. Our health and welfare, you know, medical interventions, homelessness, it all can be helped by utilization of artists and by making sure people have access to the arts.
You know, you talked about education, which is a huge component of what you do at the Sierra Arts Foundation. I know that my daughter has been able to experience arts in our community thanks to grants that many of the nonprofits or artist community has been able to receive from the Sierra Arts Foundation. You know, since she was a little girl to, you know, now she's preteen, she's involved in the Sierra School for the Performing Arts. She's been involved in Reno Little Theater. And you also are out there making sure that artists that are here in our community are those educators. That's another component of what you do in our community.
Not only educators, but for someone like your daughter's story, you know, when you want to convince or you want to propel your idea, say you're a business person and you have this idea and you want it out there, I tell you, you hire a performer, a professionally trained performer like Story, to go out there and share your idea. People light up. That's the way to get your message across. Businesses are looking to create, you know, great staffs, great working conditions. If you invite artists to participate in that, they think outside the box when you're having problems. They create new and brilliant ideas for marketing. They make a work environment better. Artists should be included in everything we do. And education, you know, if you put art into your education component, kids learn better. You know, you're able to process information better. You retain it years later. You know, those songs we learned, Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill, we remember those little snippets because we learned them through music. We learned them through the art. And here I am, 45 years later, I could sing you those songs. I know where a bill came from. And it's because of music.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's something that my daughter today, I was just telling a friend of mine the other day that she has her iReady that she gets on the computer, and she's literally learning math through cartoon characters, through creativity is how she's being educated. And someone was an artistic designer behind that game. Someone was an artist that had a vision and created that. And now my daughter is even more engaged. And I just think to myself, maybe I would have understood math a little bit better had I had that opportunity. This is really about outside the box thinking, which is exactly what you've said. And I also want to mention that our community itself has been transformed by art. And for me, I look at the Midtown District. I mean, I moved here in 98. And when you look back to that area, it was, you know, not a very popular area, kind of blithe and run down. You go into that area now and you see the impact that artists have had on the buildings in the community, the mural artists, how art has impacted the inside of restaurants where you walk in and you see local artists where you can buy a painting or a photography picture that is available to you. It's really about the community also embracing the arts.
Absolutely. And I agree totally. I went down Midtown myself, and it's alive. And it is alive because of the arts and those mural projects. And now everybody wants to do them. We're so lucky. There are businesses in town who have closed campuses. For instance, Microsoft, they have artists inside, even though the public never gets to see them. Companies like Microsoft understand that to bring art, to bring a gallery in for their employees, it makes a better working environment.
As you move into 2023, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to, you know, grant-wise that we can expect to see? I see this artist community continuing to grow. You know, I just recently had Good Luck Macbeth in here. I mean, this is a theater company that is now paying their artists. They're buying their building. I mean, the arts in Northern Nevada continues to grow.
It does. And for 2023, Sierra Arts is really going to double down on the artists. What we do, Connie, is, and I know you're aware of it, you were an active board member for us for a long time, we find a community need and we plug in an artist to help solve the problem. So early childhood education, and we're really focusing this coming year on our elderly, on older adults. You know, there's a crisis of isolation. We want to make sure that we plug those artists in there to go, and we have them playing music in assisted living. We have hands-on art engagements where we match a high school student with the seniors, put them together. It's just this cross-pollination of ideas and love. It's what we're going to do in 2023. We're just going to try to find even more opportunities for our really outstanding artists to shine and, you know, be able to do the things that they're educated to do. You know, they're gig entrepreneurs. They're, you know, they have these businesses. I mean, we look at them, we think artists, but really it's a business. You know, they need to market themselves. They need to have opportunities, and then they will rise. And it unlike any other segment of work, when they rise, we all rise.
Absolutely. I was just thinking when you were talking about pairing like a high school student up with someone that comes in and is working with an elderly individual in a home, I had an opportunity to be at one of your artist events at the studio, at the gallery. And one of the artists was talking about that this was, she gained more from the experience than she ever thought possible, connecting with these elderly individuals that really were probably looking for connection themselves. And she talked about how it impacted her art, how she felt like she was a better artist after having that experience. So I think what's interesting about this is, although you bring the artist in to engage, the flip of that is what the artists get from it as well. There is this learning back and forth that I see every single time you pair an artist into the community, whether they're teaching or inviting people to learn about whatever art that they're teaching. It's just so, it's really a magical experience.
Well, that's really great to hear. You know, I think that, you know, we are focused on art, the artists, to create a better arts and culture and humanities community. But I think we really have to embrace, especially the public, that art and culture really is one of those peers, one of those, you know, we have to have places to live. We have to have food to eat. We have to have a clean environment to exist in. But arts and culture is no less important. It is what feeds the soul. You know, it is the reason why we can communicate with each other effectively. It's the way that somebody who's very different from me can show me their world. And I think we all need to embrace that and understand that it is really a fundamental in our community.
Absolutely. And you look at the growth from kids who have experienced the arts. I look at my daughter's story. She's been involved in theater since she was 4 or 5 years old. And I look at her ability to read, her comprehension, her ability to be in a crowd, to work with adults, just her engagement in other. She's not afraid to do other school projects because she has built confidence from being involved in theater and being on the stage. And I think that you get that from all levels. How many of us have met a musician who maybe was a little more of a recluse, a little quieter, but man, they discovered that instrument. And the next thing you know, they just find a whole new world. And you hear this from so many incredibly famous artists who talk about that first time they picked up a guitar or the first time they saw an artist paint, how inspired they were. And I think that's another component. You mentioned Midtown and just seeing art all around us in the cities, both Sparks and Reno embracing the arts. I think it's also about engaging with the people that come and visit us. You know, we are a city that has a lot of visitors, a lot of people that are coming here. And I see it every day. I think they're really blown away by the artistic community that we have here, the amount of murals that we have everywhere, the sculptures that we have. You know, the Neon Line District that we now have, they're always so blown away. I don't think that they expect that from us. You think of Northern Nevada as more outdoorsy, and you forget that we're also all about embracing those artists and in whatever form that they are.
And the flip side of that, Connie, is the arts bring dollars. You know, we if you spend money on your local artists, that money stays here. So we have all of our tourism. They come in to have a show or see a show, rather, at the Pioneer for the Performing Arts. They're going to go out to dinner. You know, they're going to park their car. In their own community, they probably bought a new outfit. The money that flows around the arts is incredible. It brings in dollars that you don't even realize.
Absolutely. You know, you just look at the Nutcracker, which just performed at the Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts. Every single show was sold out. And that weekend that I was downtown, every restaurant was packed. It really is about engaging and getting people excited. You know, we have also started to transform downtown Reno. We see sculptures. The university is embracing the arts as we move forward. And I also want to say that coming up in January, one of the biggest fundraisers that you have, you pull out all the stops. It's another great way for you to engage with artists in our community. It's also a great way to enjoy some of our local brews. That is Brouhaha, and you're doing it again this year in January. Tell me all about this.
Oh my gosh. Well, yes, Brouhaha. I mean, it's the funnest fundraiser of the year. It's 100 plus of unique beers. We've introduced the hard seltzers. All kinds of things are coming to the event. We have an off-the-hook raffle. There are a pair of tickets to a very famous festival that happens out in the desert, of which I cannot say the words, but you can put yourself in for the raffle for those tickets. There's, you know, 50-plus artists that will be there in the Artist Village, so you can conquer your shopping for the year. By the way, shop art from local, not from Target. I love Target, but you get your TP there, not your art.
That's right. That's right. Support. And you do this with the Artist Village at Brouhaha, which is awesome.
So you get to know your artists. You literally, if you're a Northern Nevadan, no matter what art you love, you can start a conversation with the artist that creates it, whether it's music, literary, or visual. You can know that artist. You can follow that artist. You can support that artist. And chances are there will be an attendance at Brouhaha this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And it is such an amazing event. Again, it's on Saturday, January 28th. And as Tracy was mentioning, it's your chance to come out and enjoy live entertainment, over 100 brews for you to sample. This is truly the funnest fundraiser you've ever been to. And I hear you've got a little 80s theme going on this year.
We do. We have an 80s band coming in, so we're going to embrace the band. We're so fortunate. It is, let's see here. New Wave Crave.
Oh, I love those guys. They are so good.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so it's going to be a blast. We're also bringing the Ha Ha into Brouhaha. We're going to have a comedian performing during the VIP hour.
I love that. And the VIP hour, I say, come out for this. It's a little bit more for the ticket, but you know you're giving back to support local artists in our community. And it's kind of like a special VIP. You'll get food. You'll get a little early samplings. You'll get the stand-up comic. And it's just like a little private party. And for those of you who really, really want to support the art community, this is your way to do so. Plus, you get a little sneak peek before everyone else, before the doors open. So that's always nice. And the Village, I cannot highlight this enough. You talk about how many different artists that you have at the Artist Village. It's an opportunity for you to do exactly what you're saying. Up and support the local artists. You know, last year I've got kids that got January, February birthdays, and I just loaded up from jewelry to clothing to paintings to photography. It's all there in the Village.
Right. And if you don't buy then, you know, you'll know that artist. You'll be able to find them because they're local artists.
Absolutely. As you move forward in 2023, Tracy, and we wrap this conversation up, what do you want to see from the local artists? I mean, we were talking kind of off the air before you got in here that you have this desire to just let every artist know, you know, we have an opportunity for you. How are you engaging and reaching out with artists so they know what you have to offer?
Well, we try through mailings, the newsletters, private conversations. They know that we're there for them. We just launched insurance for artists this last year in 2022. That was huge for us, you know. So now we know every artist can be self-insured through the umbrella of Sierra Arts Foundation. We're there. We're 50 plus years old. We're not going anywhere. And we support artists and all that they do.
And if people want to find out more information, maybe they want to make a donation, your website?
SierraArts.org, and it's the best money you'll ever spend. You can make sure that there's an artist in a classroom with kids, that a senior gets an art engagement, that we have art venues around town, because we are the Switzerland of the arts agencies. We support everybody and all the other agencies as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I really did want to highlight. I'm glad that you mentioned that, is that your grant money is going out to other, you know, maybe other nonprofits, other artist communities. So it's, you have a lot of ways that you're touching our community.
Absolutely. We are just here to help. Nothing is more success to Sierra Arts than to see the other agencies and the artists succeed.
And I can't tell you enough, please follow Sierra Arts on their social media pages. They always have their incredible artists parties that they throw. They invite you to come down and meet with the local artists. It really does give you an opportunity to learn more about the artistic community, find out what is out there, what's going on, how you can support them. I mean, who would have thunk that we had all of these incredible writers here in our community? It's so incredible.
Exciting.
I think if people knew how many published artists that we have here in Northern Nevada, they would be shocked. I mean, like top best-selling artists.
That's right.
That are right here in our community. And you can find out more by visiting Sierra Arts on their website or join us. Be out there for Brouhaha. I can't tell you how fun this event is. So looking forward to being there, and I'm excited to be your MC again this year. 27th annual Brouhaha celebration, Saturday, January 28th at the Nugget Casino Resort. Thank you again to the Nugget. They've just been
huge supporters.
It's just such a great opportunity. And Tracy, thank you to you, your staff, and your board. Your overall commitment to the artists in our community is just unbelievable. You continue to grow. You continue to offer new programs. The fact that you're offering artists insurance, that is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we're so pleased.
Thank you.
Bigger and better.
Yeah, we are. We are bigger and better. And as we move into 2023, looking forward to seeing you out at Brouhaha. You have been listening to In Depth.